Welcome to episode 77 of the Frenemy Sports Podcast. Pick'em and recap today. For recap, Monday night, tragic thing happened on the field. Damar Hamlin basically almost died and fought for his life. Luckily, he is doing much better. It was beautiful to see all the prayers that were sent out to him as just a collective group. Just thank God he's doing better. He survived, and look, he's going to make it, so that is very good. Also, shout out to the doctors and everyone that helped save him on the field. And then we got to the hospital. It could have been a lot worse situation, but luckily we have people on this earth that train to save lives, and legit saved a life on the field, which is amazing to see. Also, just while we're on this note, Peyton Hillis is also in critical condition after trying to save his child, which he did, from drowning. He's also struggling in critical conditions. Let's just all send our prayers and our thoughts to him and his family.
Well said.
Okay. That is the most serious that this podcast is going to get, but I think we need to be for that situation. Okay. Let's get into records. Hunter, you still last place. Mm-hmm. You went 12-4 this week. Mm-hmm. I'm still in third place. Went 13-3. Jack is in second, 12-4, and Carter in first, 13-3. I'll just officially do records really quick, and then we'll just have a little statement. Carter, first place, 161-93-2. Jack, second place, 153-101-2. Jake, 151, third place, 151-103-2, and Hunter, 149-105-2. Thank you, Hunter. Okay, Hunter, yeah, last place. Mm-hmm. Any thoughts, statements from your just pathetic performance this year?
Job's not finished.
Okay. I'm in third place, I'm going to be honest. I started the season about 10 games, or like 6-7 weeks ago, I was 10 games in fourth place, like fourth to third. I was able to make up that distance, so I'm actually quite proud of myself, because I'm usually by far the worst picker on this panel. Jack's in second place. Thoughts? Are you worried that you're closer to last than to first?
No, my thoughts on the season, not good, but not bad.
Carter, and first place?
I just hope I don't blow it. This lead, the job's not finished. We got 1 week left till celebration time until we move to the playoffs. But I just hope I can hang on to first and take the victory.
Okay, so you're in first place by 8 games. Mm. Only 16 games are played. So statistically speaking, you have a very 99% chance to hold first. Let's say you give up this lead. I propose this panel that you should run 2 miles naked around the neighborhood.
Not my neighborhood.
Can I get a Speedo?
I could give you a Speedo. And I can give you some suspenders as well, just so your nips stay, you know, relatively warm.
Yeah, because the suspenders are doing a lot.
Sure.
Absolutely.
Okay. Any other thoughts or statements before we get into the week?
First place, last place, is there anything?
No.
So, okay. That's the problem I have. It's last year, yay, let's give Hunter, let's shower him and gift and call him the Messiah.
Got called Messiah.
But we should establish this going forward as we're going to do a playoff pick-ems, and then the NBA playoffs are going to roll around, we're going to do that, and maybe in the MLB. Who knows? We should establish something right now.
Was I not punished last year for being in last?
You brought that upon yourself.
You were.
You voluntarily said, I will get punched by a D1 defensive lineman if the Rams win the Super Bowl.
Yeah, that was the Rams statement.
No, but it was punishment for finishing last. I thought I was.
No, it was there was a Rams.
You finished last in the playoffs. Prediction.
No, he got punished because of the Rams.
Punished because
of
the Rams. Were not
that's why he got punched.
But okay, we didn't really discuss this week once. We don't have to do.
We'll discuss it during the playoffs.
Correct. We can propose. Yes, we can fine. Propose something else. Hunter, you are a dick for breaking my pen. Okay.
It's actually my pen.
I broke the pen.
Week one, or sorry, last week of the season, game one, Saturday, football, Chiefs, Raiders. Raiders went with Jared Stidham last week. He actually looked pretty good.
He did look good.
Up a good amount of points. They just couldn't quite pull it out. Interesting dynamic. Davante Adams went to the Raiders partly because Derek Carr was a starter, and Derek Carr may not be the starter anymore. So what happened with Davante Adams?
I mean, he's already publicly came out and said he wants to be back. He just wants to be informed of the QB search that they're inevitably going to have. So it seems like he likes it there.
Which it's hard not to like Las Vegas. So I guess I could see him staying. Yeah. I just thought it was weird that you went somewhere for a reason and that reason is now looks like to be gone. Also, where does Derek Carr go?
Nowhere.
He's done.
Okay, well, that's just not true.
Who wants him?
Someone wanted Baker Mayfield.
Baker Mayfield's better than Derek Carr.
That's not true.
I think it's easily true this year.
That's just like, well, actually, no, not even true this year. I would not even say it's true this year.
I would say Derek Carr is probably the worst starting quarterback of the NFL this season.
Oh, my God.
He was atrocious.
Carson Wentz, Matt Ryan.
Like, Carson Wentz and Matt Ryan, they played on the same level of Derek Carr this year. Maybe not 32nd, but, like, he is, of all the tiers, he is in the lowest tier.
And he was expected the most.
Yes.
And he performed the least.
Yes. Like,
that is a fair statement. He is the worst quarterback in the league is wrong.
No one looked at Baker. No one looked at Matt Ryan. No one looked at Carson Wentz and thought, well, maybe Ron Rivera, but no one looked at them and thought, all right, yeah, they're going to perform this year. Everyone had written the Raiders in as playoff contenders. They were in the wild card last year against the Bengals. You then go on, you add Devontae Adams, arguably a top three receiver in the NFL, and your quarterback regressed significantly. He got a lot worse. And then you put in Jarrett Stidham, late round pick, no NFL experience, hadn't done a thing in the league. I thought he was still on the Patriots roster. Comes in and puts up 33 against one of the best defenses in the NFL, headlined by the Defensive Player of the Year frontrunner, Nick Bosa. I think it says a lot about how bad Derek Carr really is.
Yeah.
And I think it just saved Josh McDaniels another year. Because McDaniels, really? He looked like a horrible head coach this year. I mean, think about it. You looked at the Raiders. They lost every game in just cruel fashion. And it didn't even seem like they competed. And Derek Carr was all, oh, man, it's so tough. We work so hard.
I guess
we put our bodies on the line.
The other goes.
Exactly. And then Derek Carr comes out. He's out for a game. They put in Stidham, and Stidham looked phenomenal. He looked really good. You know, a couple of turnovers, but it's expected, and they put up 33 points. I don't know where Derek Carr lands next year because he's also owed a lot of money. Who wants to pay him? No one wants to pay that contract.
I think it'll be a Colts quarterback.
I don't think so.
It screams Colts quarterbacks.
It does.
I think the Colts are just done with the whole quarterback carousel.
You would think.
Like the, I mean, I would like also it. Hope so, but I just...
Because Matt Ryan and Nick Foles, they're not coming back to Indy. So you either got to go to the draft and you got to get a Will Levis, Anthony Richardson, C.J. Stroud, because you're not going to get Bryce Young. Or you go for Baker Mayfield or Derek Carr. They're really your only two options in free agency, unless you want to drop $250 million on Lamar Jackson. But I cannot fathom Lamar Jackson in Indianapolis.
Colts won't do that.
Jackson, would you like to guess what Baker Mayfield's QBR was this year?
I would like to know what it was on the Rams.
No.
I think Baker's one of the most...
You get his total 2022 season.
I think Baker's one of the most positive surprises of the year.
Thank you.
Because after everything that's happened and where he's at now, I would say he's one of the best, like... Because he had legit no expectation.
He's like Baker Mayfield this year.
And now we're talking about him again.
I would say he was like a negative pregnancy test.
That turned positive?
No. No, you never want that thing to be positive, usually.
Look, Baker went from a number one pick's expectations now to, as long as he doesn't throw two interceptions and throws more than 100 yards, that's a win for him, which should show how sad of expectations he has on a game-to-game basis.
I think he did a good job this year.
I agree.
Jackson,
I want you to look in that camera right there. I want you to look at our offense. I want you to tell them that 11 for 19 with 132 yards on a 6.9 average with a 39 long, taking three sacks and a QBR of 27.8 is a good game.
Peyton Manning went 3-13 in his first year in the NFL.
That's a good point.
Everyone's got bad games. It happens. I've had bad episodes.
See,
Carter's had.
Let's see.
But if you have a bad episode, Payne's at an 80% rate,
Payne's progression
you no longer
like
be
this.
Here anymore.
Payne's progression looked like this. Baker's has looked like. It just keeps going.
He's also
lower,
a coach. He's also
lower.
A coach killer.
Baker?
Yes.
Baker just revived Sean McVay's coaching career.
No.
I think because of
not.
Baker, McVay's back another year.
I kind of agree with that, because if Baker doesn't come back and if Sean McVay doesn't get those two fun wins to end the year, McVay takes his $1 million broadcasting gig.
Like, but if they would have just gotten smacked and kept
He's done. He would have left.
That Baker comeback game, I honestly think, might have saved McVay's career.
I could not agree more with that.
So is Baker going to start over Matthew Stafford next
he
year?
He should, but he won't. Okay,
who is more likely to be a starting quarterback next year, Matt?
you can't even say that without laughing.
Derek Carr or Baker Mayfield, who's more likely to be a starter in the next season?
And I genuinely mean this, because of contract and age, I think Baker Mayfield.
I respectfully disagree. I genuinely believe it's Derek Carr.
Baker is younger. He's cheaper. He's now played with Sean McVay. And also, I'll say this. Whether you like it or not, with the exception of the 2021 season, players rally around Baker Mayfield. It happened. They do. It happened in Cleveland before the addition of Odell. No, it's absolutely true.
It's so bad.
No, it's not.
No, it's so bad.
Because before Odell... No, stop it. Give me my minute here. Before Odell Beckham got to Cleveland, Baker was known as this guy that everybody on the team loved him. Everyone on that team played for him. Baker gets to Los Angeles. Can you name a starting wide receiver on the Rams right now? Can you?
Bo Scarneck, Tutu Atwell.
Yeah, so nobodies, okay? Nobodies. Yes, and Baker they play for him. Look,
Baker can lead horrible players to be somewhat average. That's what he can do. That's Baker. But he cannot make good receivers great or make elite receivers look like elite receivers. Mm. So if you have a shitty ass, if you have a shitty team,
I don't know. Jarvis Landry had the best year of his career in Cleveland with Baker Mayfield. Well, yeah, because they added the diva.
No, his best friend.
The diva.
Okay. Baker can only succeed when he has legit no expectations and no one's expecting anything. Whenever there's expectations, he crumbles like a cookie.
I don't know. We had expectations.
He crumbles like a cookie.
We had expectations. We went 11-5. Baker, made
we
the playoffs.
Had zero expectations.
That's absolutely
that
not true.
No, it is true.
Absolutely
that
not
is true.
True.
No one expected anything from the Browns that
yes,
year.
Yes, they did. They had a brand new head coach that everybody loved, the entire media loved.
No.
Yes. Yes.
Now you're just making
the media loved the Stefanski
like
hire.
Do. You make that up shit. That doesn't mean they. It was a new head coach after going 6-10. No one expected shit out of that. Team.
Baker Mayfield's career
completely.
Is looking like the, not the Walmart, not the Kmart, but the CVS version of Ryan Fitzpatrick.
CVS is better than both of those stores.
Not
they have money, a pharmacy.
Not money-wise.
I can't.
Players rally around.
They do.
All right, Raiders Chiefs picks.
Chiefs.
I will take that. I will be taking the Chiefs as well.
Good pick.
Okay. Next game, Titans, Jaguars, further division. I'm just going to go first here. I mentioned this before. Unlike Jack's mini test,
here we go. Here we go.
I stick with my teams through thick and thin.
And that's got you to third place.
My Jaguars at 4, what are they? What was the record? Like 4-9, 4-10, mm-hmm. something horrible. Or no, 4-8, something just really, really bad.
Mm-hmm.
I kept picking them. I stuck by their side. And now look where we are at. If I was not a Jaguars fan, I'd pick the Titans here. But because I'm a Jaguars fan...
That's not true. The Jaguars are favored. The Jaguars are the favorites in Vegas.
I would take the Titans in this if I was not a Jaguars fan. But I would be taking the Jacksonville Jaguars.
This has Derrick Henry written all over it. But I'll also be taking the Jaguars at home.
You know what? The Jaguars, they should win this game. There's no reason they shouldn't. Do we know who's starting for the Titans at quarterback? Is Tannehill back? Because I don't believe he is.
No, I do not think so.
And it's Malik Willis or Josh Dobbs, and they're both terrible.
Didn't you say Malik Willis at the beginning of the season was like going to be very good?
No. I did think he would be better than this.
Okay, that's fair.
I'm going to take the Jaguars. If it was Tannehill, I'd take the Titans easily. Very upset about this pick, but I'll take the Jags.
Yeah, it's Dobbs.
Yeah, I cannot pick Josh Dobbs to win a game to go to the playoffs.
Yeah, I'm with Jack, actually. I'm with you, too. It's a Jaguar sweep.
Who would have thought at the start of the season we'd have a Jaguar sweep to win the division?
I'm so proud of my football club.
I hope they lose. So badly.
So when you get a wife, Jackson, and she's like sick, coughing all over the place, are you gonna give her love, or are you just gonna walk away like you do to all your teams?
No.
Right when the Lions, right when the Lions were shitty, you walked straight out the door and said, "Nope, not me."
Pipe down.
Look.
Because when things get hard, what does Jack O'Neill do? He leaves.
He gets soft.
Aw, that's so sad. No, I think that's a horrible analogy. Because there's no comparison. Your relationship with the Jacksonville Jaguars. I hope I will have a very different relationship with my wife. So therefore, I think there's no.
Well, I'm
common.
Loyal to my football.
You're
loyal
to nothing.
To my teams. You're not loyal to anything.
Why would I be loyal to a team in Michigan?
It was your team.
I like them. I like them. Don't get me wrong. I appreciated the restoring of the roar. But at the same time, I have a job to do. And that job is pick as many correct football games as I can. And right now, I've picked more correct games than you.
Look, Jackson, is anyone going to remember that you picked the most correct games this year? Or they remember when Jake Miller was on the Jaguars bandwagon when they were 4-8? Who's remember which? The Jaguars.
No one cares.
All right, let's move on. Buccaneers, Falcons, and Atlanta. Buccaneers have clinched the division, I'm pretty sure.
They have.
Yes, so that's what I thought. I feel like they may be sitting some players to make sure everyone's healthy. I'm taking the Falcons at home.
Yeah, I'm taking the Falcons as well, especially at home. It's nice. I think the Falcons are going to win this game, close out the season, and I highly doubt a lot of the Bucs can players play.
Who do you have?
Is Tom Brady playing? Can I get that looked up, please?
We'll have our insider look at that.
That's the basis of my pick.
Pick a team.
I'm waiting.
Should have came prepared.
You, not even a game ago. He just asked if Ryan Tannehill was playing. Not even a game ago. It was literally the last game. And then I do that, and it's like the world is crumbling.
Injury report. Evans questionable. Julio questionable. Vita Vea is out. Logan Ryan, Carlton Davis are all out. Confirmed.
Brady's playing.
As of right now.
And they don't need this game? They've already won the division?
As said, should have came prepared.
Yes, it is. I'll be taking the Falcons at home.
I will be taking the Buccaneers.
Jackson on the island for the Buccaneers. Next game in Buffalo, Patriots, Bills. Patriots need a win, and I think they're in, right? Are they the win?
Winning in for New England, winning in. Okay.
There's a couple AFC scenarios that get a little weird for the last seventh spot. But yeah, Patriots, Bills. I'm going to take the Bills at home.
The Bills want this for the one seed, right?
Not only do they want this for the one seed, but they want it for number three. Give me the Bills.
I will be taking the Bills as well. Listen, ladies and gentlemen, tragedy inspires teams. Mike Leach, the Mississippi State Bulldogs.
Mike Leach.
Got a W. Kobe Bryant dies. Lakers win a championship. Whenever there's tragedy within a team, it brings the team closer together. The Bills are winning this. I think Josh Allen has a great game. And they want to win just because of the torment that the New England Patriots have put on them for literally maybe two decades.
That's a very good point.
So, give me the Bills.
Yeah, I will also take the Bills here. I think that'll be the loudest we hear in NFL Stadium this year at coin toss.
Bill Sweet?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Next game, Vikings-Bears. I had Justin Jefferson in a fantasy football championship. Kirk Cousins, I have so much disdain for how you perform on prime time. This Vikings team, we've kind of...
I told you to bench him. I told you to mention.
No, you didn't tell me anything. I were the one that said the Vikings were pretenders and not contenders, I think. Okay. Which I think we'll be able to still win the playoff game. Yeah. But that team is just...
It's like the Steelers. It was like the 11-0 Steelers. Like, I had no faith in them. Maybe just because it was because they were Steelers. But, like, there was something so fake about them.
You know, it's a very good point. Because the Pittsburgh also had a high-powered offense when they were 11-0. I don't know. If they play their playoff game at 1 o'clock, I like their chances. Any game later, they're going to lose. Saying that, I'll take the Vikings on the road.
I will also be taking the Vikings. Jack's realizing he has to defer from me.
How many games do we have left this slate?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 16 total.
7, 8, thank 9, you.
10, 11.
All right, so I still have some time to mess around. You know what? I'll take the Bears here. I'm not at all happy about it.
I don't hate this one.
But there's a... They always keep it close in the first half. I just need them to keep it close for two halves with more points. I'll take the Bears.
I'll take Minnesota. I think this game will be very close, though.
That makes me feel a lot better. I'm not happy about my Bears pick. I hope it's so cold.
Jackson, any worries about Justin Fields?
As a quarterback, mm-hmm. No. Okay. Get that man Quentin Johnson, TCU.
Yep.
Get him at TCU in the first round. If Njigba falls, trade back into the first round. I don't care who you trade. Get Njigba.
Now, Jackson, do you know that Chicago is currently battling? You can't change your pick anymore. You put it out. Chicago is battling for the first pick in the draft.
I understand.
So they really don't want to win this game.
No, they do. They do. They don't want the first pick.
They do.
No, they don't.
They do.
They don't.
They do.
Because they want a receiver, and you can't take a receiver at one.
Yeah, well, guess what? You can do at one.
Trade down.
You can trade down.
They don't want to.
I think they do.
I.
Would you rather have a receiver, two first and two seconds from the next year?
You would think that would be the answer. But I got a feeling about the Lions GM. Or not the Lions GM, the Bears GM. He just doesn't want to do that.
Okay. Who's the GM again?
I think his name's Ryan.
Ryan Pace. Thank you.
Ryan just doesn't want... He's not a trader downer. He's a trader upper.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
He's a grower.
All right. Ravens-Bengals home in Cincinnati. Cincinnati, I think, has clinched the division just based off win percentage. But I think the coin toss, the determining field or home field advantage, I don't know. It doesn't really make sense to me. But this game kind of does matter, so I'll be taking the Bengals at home.
I'll be taking the Bengals as well. I will also take the Bengals.
Lamar's not playing.
You're going to go get your father.
I love my dad. No, Bengals. We'll go Bengals.
Okay, that's a sweep. No, I'll give you 20 more seconds.
No. Who day?
You don't seem too happy with that.
I'm not, okay? I'm not. But we're going
to... not, because he's looking down the slate and realizing he has to defer from me 8 more times.
We're going to roll.
I do want to tell you that you are closer to last than you are to first.
I understand.
Okay. All right. Oh, God, where are we? Okay, yeah. Texans-Colts.
Oh.
In Indianapolis, the Texans looking to finish in last place to get that first
Carter,
pick.
Who do you have?
Yeah, hold on. I'm going to go first here. I honestly think the Texans, like they always do, they're going to screw it up. Even though they
this seems like
to
such a game
pick.
The Texans win.
Houston wins. I think Houston wins with a game-winning field goal, and their fans boo them as they go off the field.
I'll take the Colts. I think the Colts pull it out, but this really does. If Texans win this, it wouldn't surprise me at all, but I can't the Colts.
Who is starting a quarterback for the Colts? Nick Foles?
No, I think it's Sam Ehlinger.
Nick Foles. Also, I don't know how Nick Foles is doing. Hopefully he's doing okay, because he was shaken on the field as...
I thought he was doing okay.
Kevon Thibodeau.
Thibodeau was doing some snow angels by his side.
And then not only that, Thibodeau walks over to the sideline, sees Foles is injured, and hits him with the good night.
Yeah, that was a little classless, I'm not going to lie. I don't really... This does
Nick Foles is out. It is Ehlinger.
Sam Ehlinger.
So I either go with the Hook'em Hornets...
Or the team from Texas.
Or the team from Texas.
Okay. So are you going to hook them on... Actually, never mind.
You know what? I think this is Sam Ehlinger's one shining moment in the NFL.
One shining moment.
Damn it!
Hook 'em horns.
I think the Colts win in a blowout, so give me the Texans.
Okay. Actually, I like the Texans here.
No, Colts, this is a Colts blowout written all over. Jonathan Taylor runs for 200.
Who do you have, Texans?
Taylor might not play.
Oh, really?
I'm just letting you know right now, in my opinion, yeah, I just feel like he may not play. Why have him run and risk an injury when you're nothing to play for?
Well, it's a stupid organization at the moment. I think they hire Harbaugh in the offseason and get dumber. With that said, I will regretfully take the Texans.
Okay.
So we could, let me just get this straight. We could potentially be watching either Jackson makes the most historic comeback of all time, because for all these to hit,
look,
this would be unbelievable.
No one's gonna remember if I die trying, but if I win,
I respect that. You're gonna die on the battlefield.
Yes, like a real American.
However, I do know that if you do finish in last place, you are going to hear it from me.
I understand.
Relentlessly.
I understand.
Hear it from me.
I
After all
understand.
The shit that you spew
a lot.
Out of your mouth hole.
I said a lot.
You'll be getting it all back.
Rightfully so.
Okay. Next one.
I respect. That's probably the most respect I've ever had for you, Jackson.
You don't know.
Jets Dolphins in Miami.
Oh, that's a big one.
The Jets have just crumbled. They were looking so good, and I tried to tell you that that New York team was just not meant to be.
I told you there was one real football team in New York.
Yeah, was a, that's yeah. That's a good point.
Crumbles, a bold like word to use describing that franchise.
No, they they fell down. But I'll be taking the Dolphins here as they're also they've also crumbled. These are both crumbling teams.
It is funny. Miami. It is funny that they started the season too, and it was like, all right. It was rough, and then they looked up, and you're like, okay, it's still standing. Like, we're doing good. They had hope. They started having hope, and then the other went down, and it was awful. Like, it collapsed, and the world was in shambles.
This team reminds me of the 2014 Browns team. Mm-hmm. They had no expectations. Then they were 7-4, and you're like, all right, we're going to make the playoffs this year. Mm-hmm. Went down fast.
Yeah.
You know Skylar Thompson starting at quarterback for Miami?
Like, I'm be honest, I don't give two shits who's starting quarterback for them. I will be picking against the Jets here because Miami, they're looking to
make the playoffs. Make the playoffs.
Jets are starting Joe Flacco.
They need a win and a Bills win.
So we know who Jack should pick. Jets are starting Flacco and Skylar Thompson is starting.
Who should I pick?
The Jets.
Why?
Because you idolize Baker Mayfield and Joe Flacco is so much better is what Baker Mayfield's
You have a disease.
How do I have a disease? I was ready to let it go, and then you brought it back.
Yeah.
No, you did. When he got traded to the Rams and had one good game, and then he shits the bed the next week, then has another good game, then he shits the bed. Okay. No, don't pause. Don't give me the politician hands. You're done. Give me the Dolphins. They could be starting Jack at quarterback, and I'd still take it on. This game screams Mike McDaniel's massive balls just going to droop all over the Jets entire
No, they're not. You just have such a poor way of describing things. Again, I as a journalism major, I would like to, you know.
Still?
Well, for the time being. Very soon not to be. Accuracy is key, as I've learned, and what you said was inaccurate. Baker was not traded to Los Angeles. Baker asked the Panthers to release him, and Baker signed on to the Rams.
Accuracy is key after saying he said soon not to be.
Yes, that's accurate. I'm soon not to be a journalism major.
We'll see.
Huh?
Speaking not to be an accurate quarterback.
Depends who you ask.
Business at the OU? Fair.
Okay.
Are you?
Who did you take? The Dolphins?
Yes.
Interesting. I'm gonna take the Jets and Flacco.
I will take the Dolphins as well. I do not feel good about it, so I'm gonna go to the coaching matchup. I like McDaniel a little bit more than I like Robert.
Now, let's say this about Robert and Michael.
Mm-hmm.
Two, in my opinion, they're two good coaches.
Mm-hmm.
If Mike were to lose, it'd be no playoffs for Mike or Rob. I think they're both good coaches. And owners move on fast in this league. There's a report out.
But Mike could potentially be gone.
Yes. If the Dolphins fire Mike McDaniel, if you are an NFL owner, fire your current head coach and go get Mike McDaniel.
Correct.
Mike McDaniel's a winner. He's a good coach. He's a genius. Players love him. It just he took a bad quarterback, turned him into an MVP candidate, and then the MVP candidate, Tua, reverted back to normalcy and just played below average. Mm-hmm. You have Mike McDaniel with a legit quarterback, great things can happen.
He also has massive testicles.
Why did you say that?
He does. They're just.
Have you seen them?
You could just tell by the way the man walked around and walked into the building. Like, he is just, he owns it. He owns wherever he is when he walks in. And it's not like he's a cocky owning it. It's just like a swagger. It's just like his body language exudes. I have big balls, and there's nothing you can do about it.
You should walk like him.
Okay, we're just gonna move on from Mr. McDaniel's ball sack, and we're gonna go.
Is it split?
No, he's on the island for the Jets.
Oh
shit!
Panthers Saints. In New Orleans, the Panthers, after getting rid of their cancer of a quarterback, actually almost won their division, and then lost.
They got rid of Darnold.
Buccaneers. They got rid of Baker.
Oh, Baker's winning games in L.A.
No, he's not. He just got clapped.
2-2, winning games.
Also,
plural.
Going. Since you mentioned Baker, I'll wait until we get to the Rams game. I'll take the Saints at home. They've been playing a lot better recently.
Yeah, I'll take the Saints too. Panthers have been looking okay, but. I don't know. Saints at home. Give me Saints. It's the rule.
No.
I have to go last.
No, we're not doing this.
I can't.
Then I'm picking the game for you if you don't pick.
I vote present, just like Congress.
All right, Jack votes present. He is going to pick the...
No, you are.
No, you are.
Who are you picking?
Can you, put down the political hand, please?
Who are you picking?
No. There's a reason I'm going last in the game. I will go in front of you for every other game after this.
Is this Chipotle game of the week?
This is Chipotle game of the week.
No, just because it's Chipotle game of the week. Just because it's Chipotle game of the week.
It's the last one of the year.
I will go Panthers.
It's a sad day. It's the last Chipotle game of the week. I did not go undefeated. I've lost five so far. I'm 11-5-1. I really went on the season on the win, and that's why I'm riding with my preseason. I'll own up to it. My preseason NFC champs. Give me the Saints at home. The Superdome's gonna be rocking, and the redhead's gonna be dealing.
I'm locking myself in this basement Sunday all day.
Can you not blow on me, please?
You realize you have to go 8-0 on the game. No, you have to go 9-0 on the games you differentiated for me. How many games has he picked different for me? Have we kept track of that?
I have to go 8-0.
I have not kept those stats, no.
Carter, I have to go 8-0. My goal is not to beat you. My goal is to tie you. And then we're going to settle in the ring.
Well, that's a loss.
For you.
For you.
You don't want me in the ring?
No, you don't want
my wingspan? you're not touching this moneymaker.
God, I really hope it's a tie now. Okay.
Live from Frenemy Sports. Nice little UFC fight.
You know why Muhammad Ali's career ended?
Oh, we're doing boxing. A little boxing, man.
You know why his career ended?
What?
I was born.
I have heard that.
A top five greatest athlete of all time's career ended because Jackson O'Neal was born.
I have heard that. Just a rumor. But I have heard that to be true.
You don't want me in the ring. They keep me out there for a reason.
All right. Let's go to Pittsburgh. Browns Steelers. Browns actually looked competent last week in the second half. Their $230 million quarterback finally looked like,
$230 million quarterback?
Yeah, they actually looked pretty good. Pittsburgh, somehow, in some way, like they always do, they are competing for a final playoff spot at 8-8. They need a win and a
Miami loss,
and I think a Patriots loss as well. Again, that is possible, but I think the Browns. I think they're motivated to play this game. I think they have some momentum. I'm gonna take the Browns here.
We'll be taking the Browns as well.
Yeah, I don't care how motivated you are. The Cleveland Browns are, pardon my language, fucking horrible. I will take the Pittsburgh Steelers and gain a game. All of you.
I think the Browns are really bad. I don't like the coaches. I don't like the players. I don't like the owner. I like Nick Chubb.
Can we give the offensive line some credit? You don't have to.
I like Betonio.
You don't have to give Jedrick Wills.
I like Betonio. And Teller.
Or Poet.
He hasn't done enough for me yet. He had a good year. It's not enough.
He's like the third ranked player.
Yeah, I just...
Yeah, no, Jack, I'm actually with you on that.
Yeah, just
I haven't seen enough.
It doesn't feel... Anyways,
Conklin
blows.
Oh, my God.
Jedrick Wills should be in jail.
Jail?
Yes, because he displeases me. Therefore, jail.
Do it.
I will take the Browns just because I hate the Steelers.
Thank you for doing that, by the way. You're disgusting.
Okay, let's go to Denver. Chargers, Broncos. Denver's favored by 3 points, so it looks like the Chargers aren't playing all their players either, because I think they've clinched like their spot in the playoffs, like seeding-wise.
Interesting.
But then again, you have to remember that it is the Denver Broncos.
So can Denver beat the practice squad players?
Correct. It is Denver at home.
Does that help at all? I don't even think the fans like them.
This just feels like either, a game.
But I'm going to take the Broncos at home. I don't feel great about
it. I'm taking the Broncos as well. I don't know why.
There's no way we're going Broncos sweep this year.
Give me Denver.
This just feels like a game that Russell Wilson wins, so everyone in the media over the offseason is like, he just needs a head coach. He's fine.
I don't think anyone's saying that.
No one's saying that.
Russell Wilson's horrible.
I'm saying this is a game where he goes for like 300-400 yards.
What's your password? I need to look something up. I need to look something up before I make my pick.
I don't like
it. Fill the air. How was your day?
How was your lunch, Jacob?
my lunch.
Yeah. You have a nice lunch?
Yeah, it's all right. Not too bad. How about you?
Sorry, it's me. I had a great lunch.
Played some Among Us. Had a great time.
Jackson, you have 20 seconds to make a pick.
Okay, keep talking.
I have a question for you. We can just fill the air of this NFL with an NBA take. If Andrew Bellinari was drafted today, would he be Lauri Markkanen?
Can you say his name again?
Andrew.
Do you mean Danilo Gallinari?
No. He used to, the seventh.
Andre Bignani?
That's what I'm thinking about. Bignani? Is that how you say his last name?
Your lack of just holy word recognition.
Bignani? It's spelled B-A-L-L-I-N-E.
You mixed up him and
Danilo Chargers. Gallinari.
Okay. Would he play? Would he be Lauri Markkanen?
No, absolutely not.
You don't think so? They got similar skill sets, man.
No, I'm going to pass on that. All right. I took Broncos. Hunter took Broncos.
I took Broncos. You took Broncos.
I refuse to have a Broncos sweep. I'll take the Chargers.
Okay, that is
go
fair.
Lightning Bolts.
All right. Giants, Eagles, and Philly.
You might go 4-12.
I might. Eagles, but at least I die trying.
The Eagles are favored by 14 points, which tells me that the Giants have their seed locked up and they don't really, they may not be playing all their players. So I'm going to take the Eagles.
I'm going to take the Eagles as well. I think Jalen Hurts is going to play for a little bit, at least to get some of his mojo, because that plays a part of any confidence back before the playoffs, and just have some on-field reps.
Yeah, you're right on that, actually. I'll take the Eagles, too.
The Eagles are playing for the one seed. The Giants have nothing to play for. Their seed's locked up.
Are they even starting Daniel Jones?
No, they're starting Tyrod Taylor. I will take the Birds.
Doesn't he have to differ in the next four games then?
I don't really know, to be honest. I don't really keep track of that math.
Well, you should, because that would be
hilarious. I know where I'm at.
That would be hilarious if he only differed on seven games.
Yeah, Tyrod Taylor could start. Could start. Okay.
Yeah. I'm just playing it by feel here.
All right. So, Hunter, who did you pick for this game?
Eagles.
You mean Eagles, too?
It was a Bird sweep.
All right, Bird sweep. Cardinals, Niners. Niners at home. Give me the Niners.
I'll take Niners as well.
Damn it.
Niners.
Well. Yeah. No, I can't. I'll take the Niners.
All right, next game. Rams, Seahawks.
Pick the Seahawks. Pick the Birds.
I'll take the Seahawks.
I'll be taking the Seahawks. I just want to mention the Rams last game. Jackson was very, very confident that the Rams were going to win.
What?
Yes, you were. No, don't.
What?
Okay, I'm not doing this bullshit again.
Was the Jackson O'Neal guarantee on it?
You were very close. You even pondered it. So, yes,
well,
yes, you did. No. You will get the tape. You did ponder
it. Well, look, I had to talk to my people, and they said no.
I then responded with, not only are they going to lose, they're going to lose by more than 14 points, and they lost by 21. That was a guarantee.
And Baker was.
That was not a guarantee.
Baker was awful. No.
You're awful.
There it is. It's a Skip Bayless, ladies and gentlemen.
No.
Jackson, I would say a lot of people say that you are Skip Bayless.
I am not Skip Bayless. When it comes to LeBron, I'm Skip Bayless. Other than LeBron.
Well, personal slander when knowing he's wrong.
No, I like to think of myself, it's unique personal slander directed only towards you. I don't think I personally slander them. Skip personally slanders everybody. I just personally slander you because you need it. It's how you...
I disagree with you.
Though. No, it's how you grow. It's how you grow.
Give me the Seahawks. Baker has another horrible game, and hopefully he can...
Check on the island with the Rams.
Farm agent for once in his life.
We're going to go the Rams. Sean McVay in his career has a winning record against Pete Carroll.
Yep, you're convince yourself.
You're scared now.
Convince yourself.
The Seahawks are playing for a playoff berth. This screams to me that they lose it. The Rams will win it. Geno Smith's story was too good to be true. He will not be in the playoffs this year. He will not win comeback player of the year. I will be taking the Rams, and that is regardless of who starts at quarterback. Even if Stafford starts, I think the Rams win.
Wow, even if the better quarterback started, you still pick.
Are we sure Stafford's the better quarterback?
Thank you, Jackson. Okay.
Yes. I don't.
No, we're not entertaining it.
I don't think we're all on the same page.
We're not entertaining it.
See, you need to grow.
Cowboys, Commanders,
Commandos.
Washington.
Can I say something?
Well, okay.
It's about this game.
Okay.
I think Ron Rivera, great guy. I think he's really overrated as a head coach.
Yeah, he's made some interesting decisions. Benching Heinicke to go back to Wentz is something that I will never understand.
Especially after blaming Wentz for your offensive struggles.
Yeah. I don't get that at all either. I agree.
Great guy, though.
For sure.
Hmm?
Are they done for sure?
They're done. And so Sam Howell is starting.
So Cowboys are going to be probably playing their bench as well.
No, because the Cowboys are playing for the one seed. If the Eagles lose, Cowboys win. Cowboys get the one seed.
So the Cowboys destroy them.
I have on my paper, I'll be taking the boys.
I'll take the boys as well.
I will take
the
Cow.
Boys.
Boys.
Okay. Thank you, Jack.
He hasn't differed on enough.
Yeah, no, he hasn't. That's okay.
I don't know what the plan was.
Lions, Packers.
There's going to be some overnight votes for picks.
Lions, Packers.
Some overnight picks.
In Green Bay. I think I mentioned a couple weeks ago that I think Green Bay is actually going to make the playoffs, and now they are just win. Yeah, is it win in their end situation?
Yes. Yes. Now,
which is honestly incredible from where they started. They're playing the Lions, a team that not Aaron Rodgers not only has owned them, it's been a complete and utter domination of their organization. I'm going to take Aaron Rodgers here. And the Packers. Jackson, I'm really interested to see who you pick.
Yeah, I'll take the Packers as well.
Especially when your team's battling for a playoff spot.
Shush. Carter?
I'm taking the Packers.
Okay, good. Good.
Big time player makes big time plays.
Look, the Packers were really bad. Aaron Rodgers started dating a supermodel. Now they're really good. But. I think they get into a fight this week. And I think Aaron Rodgers plays distracted and a little upset. Because I think Aaron Rodgers has a very small ego. And I think his new fat little girlfriend is going to shatter his new ego.
You think Aaron Rodgers has a small ego?
And I will be picking.
He has a very big ego. Everything you just said made no sense.
Well, as in
it's hard to shatter a small
ego. His ego is fragile.
Just finish. Okay.
Yeah, fragile.
That's the right word. That's better.
And when I associate small and big, I think small is worse. Well, on some things. But anyways, I'm going to take the Lions. I think the roar will be restored. And I think Dan Campbell's taking them to the playoffs. Give me the Lions. And I picked the Rams to beat the Seahawks. Matthew Stafford said he'll do everything in his career to help the Lions get to the playoffs. Take the Lions. Roar, cats, roar, baby.
You may be in last.
I could be. This could have been the death of me.
All right. You're not only doing final thought. Actually, no, Carter, do you have a final thought?
I'm very excited. Very excited. It's going to be a long day of football. And I'm glad.
We didn't bring up the toy drive for Damar Hamlin.
Damar Hamlin had like a 2,500 goal for his toy drive. Then after his tragic incident, that is now up to 8 million donations,
which is
incredible. So that deserves a round of applause. I think we'll end it at that. No, absolutely not.
I would like to have a Damar final thought.
No.
Please.
No, you're done.
They lost their privilege.
Think about it.
Your privilege.
So talking about the doctor.
This better be a good final thought, Hunter.
Thanks for listening. We'll see you later.